Hello, this is the 9th episode of Deep Matter Radio. It's the 27th of September 2011, and we haven't released an episode for a long time. On the 20th of June, earlier this summer, we did an interview with Lindsay Ulrich, and we still haven't made an episode about that yet, a radio episode, as we had intended. So we've been in the process of making that radio episode, we found this really funny conversation in which we debated with her which is better, reading a book or having sex. So we decided to make an episode just out of that debate. So here you go.
Do you think that, which is objectively better, having sex with your partner or reading a book?
Reading a book. Objectively better reading a book by far.
Yeah, there's like no two ways. The one's like a really like, it's not individualistic, it's like dualistic or whatever. It doesn't benefit anyone, but like.
But that's what you like though.
What? No.
Individualistic.
You said it's dualistic.
Well, I just mean like dualistic, I guess, more like
rather two individualistic.
Yeah. It's just like, okay, so it only still, benefits okay, two people. Reading a book, like, can benefit the world as a whole.
Does it depend on what book it is?
No. Because the thing is, like, if you read a book...
What if it's porn?
That's not a book.
Yeah, it is.
A
erotica.
Book porn?
Yeah.
No one reads erotica.
One of the best-selling books are romance books, which are basically erotica.
No, the best-selling book is the Bible.
That's true.
The selling book is 100 Years of Solitude.
Well, that's like a little bit different. I think erotica is just like having sex with yourself then or whatever. It's like, would you rather, which is
exactly.
Objectively better, having sex with a partner or having sex with yourself?
I still might say the erotica. Because they're not doing anything. It's still...
But why? This is the thing I don't...
It's also less alienating
sense.
To other
because
people.
Because it's work.
It's
like,
not alienating to anybody for two people to have sex on their own.
Yeah, what? Yeah, this is the most alienating thing in the world.
But you don't know that they're having sex.
It changes how you...
If you see them...
No.
Well, you're
never
being
see
extracted
them.
From a social group. You're not doing things with the...
Yeah, you're not doing that if you're writing a book either.
Well, yeah, but you're becoming a better person.
No, you're not.
Those people.
No, you're not.
You're being more considerate.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
If
and you're suffering. Any suffering is better than...
But you're suffering or
you
reading
would agree.
No, you're enjoying reading a book.
Yeah,
it's
you're
completely hedonistic. Both hedonistic activities. Say it again. In the mirror.
You're bored doing work. So, yeah, so it's good for the world. You're becoming a better person.
Which would you have more respect for if someone, like, said, like... I'm gonna, like, if someone literally had the choice, like, right there, like, I can go home and, like, have sex with my partner right now, or I can go to my partner's place and have sex with them, or I can go home and, like, read some erotica. I have so much respect for the person who chose to go home and read erotica. It's, like,
what?
Such self-sacrifice.
Why
yeah,
would
exactly.
you, no, but, no, it's denial to the partner who also wants to have sex.
Why
don't you want them to have a better, why don't you want them to have a better relationship? They can tell the process, I want them to have sex.
You understand humanity more by reading the book.
By reading erotica, they're going to understand humanity better? No.
Why isn't this really erotica?
It just because
you
first of
all, you stack it so much in
your it's like a little breath.
No, because
it was her compromise from pornography.
You have to be able to defend it. You have to be able to
defend
that a book,
situation.
Any book is better than having sex.
99.9% of books.
No, I don't care. It can be fucking Tiny Tom or whatever. Tom and his friend
donuts.
Sawyer. Tom Sawyer and the Huckleberry. It doesn't matter what book it is. It's the fucking same thing. It's not like most books are.
Oh, that's so hot, man.
It's not. I know. Seriously, open a freaking window. It's not like most books are. Literature or something, like most books are pieces of shit. Like,
but you still have to do work. It's still like You deny yourself other more pleasurable activities.
No, people read because they want to read because it's pleasurable.
They're freaks or
they're not freaks.
They only read if they're post like or they're pre internet age.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Except for
why
the
does Chapters in Indigo still?
Because old people still exist.
we haven't managed to get rid of them.
Why did Twilight happen?
Because
Twilight.
Yeah. Why do all these crazes happen with the books? Like. Because people still read. Like, it's still an enjoyable pastime.
I don't know what it is.
Well, Harry Potter, then.
Harry Potter, like, all of these, those things. That girl with the dragon tattoo or whatever. Like, all those types of books. Like, those are big. But those aren't, like, good books. They're shitty books. Like,
yeah. Well, it's obviously like enjoyable to some extent. But just in terms of the field of pleasures that we engage in, like, in the modern age, I think it's way closer to the work side of things than other pleasures, like watching television and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not
well, having
work,
sex
it's
is, like, work, too.
It's the least work imagined.
It's physical work. One is mental work. If you can say that reading a book is work,
what? No,
then I can say that having sex is labor.
How the fuck is that?
You don't like, it's not like a
it's physical.
A job
fucking,
or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, but neither is reading. Reading is enjoyable. Like, that's what
no,
like,
your body
anyway
does it automatically. The book, you have to be, like, studying it like a maniac. It's like the biggest
You just read. And you pay attention. You flip the
yeah,
page.
Not for
attention
me. Is the hardest part.
Well, at least for my concentration.
Like, I often, like, read and then I'll, like, do two pages and then I'll realize I didn't actually...
Okay, so you guys
aren't
readers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's
I want, like, I am a reader. I read things. And I
you're
try
not
to read.
A reader, obviously.
Well, I think we're more literate, like, than most people, and still we have these issues.
Yeah.
Still, you have the reading issues.
Yeah,
the rest of the world has. To extrapolate on the whole. Like, to the whole, I guess.
Like, people who have gone to university and are, like, not, like, at all, like, financially unprivileged and stuff like that. They're, like, they're the
okay.
best equipped to be, like, concentrating. And if even they can't concentrate on things, it's, like, pretty crazy.
Okay, let's tackle this from another angle. Let's say that reading is work. More so work than having sex. Let's just say that it is. Why
some
is that?
Say the truth, yeah.
Why? Let's just hypothetically use that inaccurate description. And why would that, like, why does that matter?
Because you should always do, like, the... Well, it's not just that it's more work. It's also, like, it's, like, the betterment, like, to improve your skills at, like, being a literate person. Like, being able to, like, read, to comprehend things, to think about things.
Do you think that really reading a couple books is going to do that?
I think if you consistently read, it's better than not. Like, you'll be at an advantage over someone who doesn't read at all.
I think restraint, like, develops a person or
yeah,
a
like
character.
Denial. It's all about, like,
no, yeah,
yourself.
It develops the worst character.
The best one.
Develops horrible characteristics in people.
Oh, like what?
People denying things that they want.
Mm. It's life.
People
is
getting
denial.
What they want.
That's how we built society of denial.
Develops the worst people.
It's like, yeah, what's that Freud book? Civilization and its discontents. Like, we build a society, like, necessarily out of suppressing our, like, desires.
Well, some desires, yeah, some really harmful desires, but that's the thing, like, having sex with your partner isn't a harmful desire.
More so
like
than
it's a really good thing to do. Like, you should do that.
No, it's too much pleasure.
It's too indulgent.
It's too easy.
That's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
You wouldn't. You honestly wouldn't have more respect for someone who chose to go.
No, I would have less respect. For them.
What?
I would have less
throw that
respect
person
for
a parade.
Them. Person who chooses to go home and read erotica.
Of course.
How offended would you be if that's what your partner decides
well,
to do?
All but the person.
I have a choice.
How proud
of
that person? How
no,
proud
well,
of
why? No, because it's not just about what you. Like, but you want to make, like, a martyr out of yourself. Like, I'm such a, I can really suppress myself. So, like, it's so, like,
it's an accent.
You
want
like,
a special child.
yeah, the suppressed person. And, like,
suppressing
you,
their, like, vocal cords.
And, So then they don't have sex with a partner. Like, you're not only denying yourself something so for no reason whatsoever, but you're also denying your partner, like, a good time or whatever. And also, not just a good time, but, like, an intimate time. Like, a really, like, a really necessary part of a relationship.
But
you would agree that
never...
it's a necessary part of a relationship.
Sure, but necessary.
It's not that... But
well,
it's also...
I mean, you know what I mean. Like,
this
for the most part.
A caveat to this question wasn't like, and you would never have sex with your partner. Like,
no, but it's
you don't have to have sex with your partner every 10 seconds. Every opportunity
it doesn't
available.
It's not every 10 seconds.
What?
Like,
every...
You can't be reading a book ever. Then it's every 10 seconds. If you can't take some time to read some erotica. Then...
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's the weirdest thing. Well, sex is already, like, celebrated enough in, like, society.
It's not about celebrating.
Yeah, you're
it's, saying, it's not about celebrating.
Closet.
It's not about celebrating it. It's just, why you think that there should be, like, I don't think that one is better or worse than the other.
No, it's like the phrase, like the motto, like if it feels good, don't do it. Like that's
idiotic.
No, it's the
that's like
literally
you
the
literally would thing. You would make our species extinct within like one generation.
Yeah.
which is what Alex wants.
The world.
But still, you would starve. Okay, fine. You would starve yourself. You would starve yourself to death.
No,
you would
but
kill
there's,
yourself.
There's different
so,
levels.
I mean,
fulfilling your like basic survival needs is
yeah, and a
sex.
Sexual urge is a basic urge. It's a basic need.
Yeah, but it's one that's not like required to live.
Like you think that so by that
right.
token or whatever, then you mean like masturbation just shouldn't happen because you if it feels good, don't do it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because for
ideally,
some reason,
yeah,
masturbation is a problem.
Of course.
What the fuck are you talking about? How is
that's
it
the most
a problem?
Shameful thing I've ever done.
What is wrong with you? Why are you guys such fucking like? Like a Christian, like
no,
schoolboys, whatever, with the shame,
should, like, learn
all the shame, and, like
yeah, exactly.
all the backwards shame, like your money can buy over here.
Best
you guys are the worst.
Ever. No, we've always been the most like sexually conservative people in the world.
Because
sexually
we because we're also
no, you're proud about sexual repression. And that's
yeah,
dangerous.
But it's not repression. That's the problem.
It
like,
is.
We are like this because we are so sexual, and we've learned how terrible our sexuality is. Or so.
I don't
that's
think that's
why
what this is.
Yeah.
That's not
what.
That's not what saying masturbation is bad is.
I,
it's
do
just
I
it's pushing
it,
this idea of the hedonism thing.
Pleasure
like
is individualistic. That's what it boils down to.
How do you reconcile that with your theory right. that like that life should be like? Like avoiding all suffering and like alleviating suffering for the most amount of people for the most amount of time. How do you
exactly.
reconcile that with this idea that like pleasure is
utilitarianism?
Pleasure is like the worst thing possible.
As usual, as I tell everyone every single time, they never learn. There's a difference between long term and short term pleasure. That reading the book is long term pleasure, and the sex is short term pleasure. Easy.
Why is reading erotica? Long-term pleasure.
Because it's not that pleasurable at the moment, but over time, it's better for everyone. Or like, it's better for you and your community. Or
no, it's just bullshit.
Like
that
time.
Is such bullshit.
Yeah.
To say that reading a book, any type of book,
okay.
is like, that that's going to like be good for
some
little Susie down the street eventually.
Of course.
What would you...
What? Little Susie is going to be crying if she sees people fucking in the room.
She's not going to see the fucking, obviously. Obviously, it's a private matter.
Well, if there's potential, like, then it's better for Susie.
No, it's better for Susie to know that people fuck, because she's going to be she's
no.
going to have to do
no,
that.
No,
because
she'll want.
She has a sexual urge, because she's a fucking human being, and she should be
she's
able to indulge in
urge.
The human, in human fucking feelings. What did you say?
Just learn to repress that urge.
So you want to kill Susie?
I wanted to live a pious life.
You want Susie to suffer is what you want.
Well, a good
suffer
life
in the short term for the benefit in the long term.
Oh, so the benefit is to never have sex.
Yes,
that's a good one, isn't it? That's a good life.
Wait, but what would you... Okay, what's better for you? Like, how about someone reading a book or someone, like, smoking a joint or whatever? Which is
okay,
better.
But here's the difference. Mm-hmm. That's an incorrect analogy or whatever. Like, it's not a fair analogy because, like...
Your erotic analogy was remotely...
Well, I'm just saying that you guys didn't even specify what type of book. You just said book. So, like,
yeah.
I had to push it to that level or whatever because you said that a book, like any type of book, is better.
You're the one who started with the broad book thing. You asked the question in the first place.
Well, yeah, because I wanted to know if you meant any type of reading whatsoever. And you said, yes, reading is better than having sex. The joint thing, the problem with that is just that, you know, you can go down the thing, like, it can hurt you eventually and all that kind of stuff. But let's say it was a vaporizer and you can't get cancer from it or whatever.
No, you can't. You can get cancer from it.
You can? From a vaporizer?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can.
Anytime you burn something and inhale it as smoke, you, like, it's bad
for
you.
But I thought that a vaporizer isn't smoke. It's vapor. That's the
difference. Still...
Okay, let's say you eat a pot brownie, whatever. You eat a really healthy pot brownie.
Fat free.
Or you read, War and Peace or something? Is that the thing?
Or, yeah. Or even if you read, like, Harry Potter.
What? I don't see a difference, just like the other ones. There's no difference to me.
What? No, reading is obviously better.
Harry Potter.
There's no... I don't have a hierarchy of these activities. That's what I'm saying.
Don't you view one as being more, like, indulgent and more, like, selfish and individualistic than the other?
I definitely don't see reading Harry Potter as being any less individualistic.
I do.
No, definitely not.
I definitely do.
No, because maybe that's the difference, because you guys don't read for pleasure. You guys don't know what it's like.
Mm. Yeah, it's very rare. I read for, like...
So
well, I did when I was young,
but
not anymore. Now it's pleasure, because all I want, like, all I... instinctively or whatever, like, want to do is, like, is internet stuff.
But I'm
checking internet.
But, like, the idea of reading for pleasure is, like, a gone for me. It's, I feel like I have to read for, like, knowledge or to, like, better myself.
It's, like, a duty to, like...
So I have to, like, read from the canon or whatever, mostly.
Or to...
Yeah,
like,
that's
kind of
difficult, though.
Another...
No, it's not. It's, like, it's tougher most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, reading, like, yeah, like, dense, like, books or whatever, like...
Yeah,
reading,
dense,
like,
books, but, I mean, there's lots of them.
Infinite Jest, or, like, even reading, like, Chomsky or things like that, like, it's like, a labor of love or whatever.
I read instrumentally to one day read pleasurably, or, like I want to read enough that it'll become, like, a fun thing completely, like, and not, like, a duty.
Don't you read poetry?
But not often, but yeah, like I, yeah, that's much less, work, I think, because it's so short, and so it's like little snippets of it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we read all day on the internet, but just not in books.
We read erotica on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just the more I guess the more actually this is another thing for me. The more exclusive an activity is too, like the worse it is. So anyone can read a book. Well, not anyone, I guess that's somewhat making some assumptions. But reading a book is open to a lot more people than having sex with a partner is. One's a lot more exclusionary than the other. And then, and thus potentially alienating.
No, that's not true.
That's objectively true.
Well, like...
Oh, in the world it's not, but, like, in our culture it is true.
No, but, like, the person doesn't have to be having sex with your partner. They could be having sex with another... somebody else. Like, someone can be having sex or they could be reading... a book, like, I just don't see...
Right,
it's not more exclusive.
Yeah,
not less
culture,
people
more
have
people
the...
know to read than have partners to have sex with. When you see that, like, I have no doubt about that.
That what?
More people can read than can, like, than have a partner to have sex with.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So it's a more accessible activity, and it's less like alienating. And like sex is
that's
one
not
of alienating
it's not alienating,
thing.
But it's not alienating because you don't know that those people are having sex. It's
you
it's
know
a,
that.
These are private activities that we're talking about. They're both private, like reading to yourself in a room or having sex with your partner in a room. Those are the activities. It has nothing to do with alienating anybody.
No, because it's not like these are completely divorced from your everyday life.
Yeah.
Like it's not like there's this, like. Hour or everyone like disappears or something like.
Yeah, what you do in your house? Yeah, there's still people outside of the house.
It has ramifications.
That could have been,
like the
that
most
could
you could
having
say
a
is
reading
that.
Club with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you could have that. So I mean, you but you're talking about a
but you're
more
too busy
well.
Having sex, so
no, but you're talking about a more having a more well-rounded amount of activities that you like do in the day or in the week or whatever. So whatever, that's fine. But that doesn't mean that one of those activities is more objectively good than the other.
The one that's open to more people is better from an ethical standpoint.
That other person always has the option. Just because you guys are having sex doesn't mean that they can't be reading a book.
If I was,
it's not any more closed off for them.
But if I were, like, if I were, say I was hanging out with someone, and then they're like, oh, I gotta go home, and, like, say they were completely, like, they answered every question completely honestly, and I was like, oh, why? And they're like, oh, I'm gonna go have sex. I would feel, like, way worse in that situation than if it was, oh, I want to read this book.
Why would you feel bad about that?
Because... Well, for most of my life or whatever, I wouldn't... That would have been, like, well, like I have no ability to do that, so... Like, that's completely unattainable for me, so, therefore... like, it's just really alienating. It makes you feel shitty and, like, bad about yourself.
I don't know. I mean, it just... It wouldn't be in the cards for you either way, whether or not they were honest about it.
Yeah, exactly. So don't rub it in my face.
So they don't have to rub it in your face, but what we're talking about is not whether or not they admit to having
sex. But it doesn't matter because I know
whether or not they are. So but that's the thing. It's like whether or not they tell you that they're going home to read a book or to go have sex, they're going home together. You can like put two and two together. Like they're, you know what I mean? Like it's not going to impact your. These are just like little silly ways that you guys are trying to like win the argument or whatever.
Queen of silly ways.
No, I'm not. It won't make you feel. There's no way in reality that it would make you feel any worse. Like because you just wouldn't know for most of the time.
No, I would. When couples like especially when I was in a relationship or when I was like lonely, like for those many, many, many years, like when couples would go home together or whatever, like I would. Feel terrible.
Yeah, like it's strange.
Yeah,
like,
so they go home together, but you don't
because
know what
the assumption
they're going to do
is,
at home.
But yeah, you make the assumption that they're probably going to like, if not have sex, at least like be a like couple-y or whatever, which is depressing in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. But again, like whether or not they're reading a book or going home, like that's going to happen no matter what, activity they
do. Yeah, but if they
night.
Said like, oh, we're going to go home to read now, it feels so great. I feel much better about things.
Yeah.
So you do admit that like you would rather have sex than read a book.
Of course,
we've already like I thought it was the thing. The more pleasurable thing is the one that you have to like not do.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we're talking about should, not what.
No, I know what you want to do. So that's the thing. Like, I just don't understand why you guys are so into the denial of like your own urges.
Because
my urges are selfish as hell.
Yeah, think about other people over yourself. That's always
so. Think about your partner who wants to have sex.
That's one person. That's other person, not people. Unless you're in like a.
So you have more allegiance to your partner than you do to all these fictional people that give a shit about whether or not you have sex, which isn't true.
No, the world at large is the most important thing.
The world, they're fictional. These people that you're creating are fictional.
The world is fictional? Okay, I didn't realize that.
Because the world cares about when you have sex?
No, the world, I'm just saying, in general, you should care about the whole rather than the self.
You're making assumptions about the whole.
What assumptions? The whole...
That they give a shit about you and your sex.
What? You're making the worst assumptions that they don't give a shit, so I'm going to do whatever I want, and they won't care.
That's a bigger assumption.
Yeah, I always
assume...
You
make it sound like a crime.
I always assume what I, like, think. Like, none of these, like, assumptions come out of nowhere. Like, they're mm-hmm. based on, like, they're basically... My assumptions are how I feel, like, how I feel in those situations.
And at least this assumption leads to consideration, whereas yours leads to inconsideration.
Yeah, mine would be
like, do whatever you want, because you're not going to affect anyone.
No, because the people, like, I don't understand how these people even got into the discussion. There's no fucking people. We're not even talking about the extra people. Literally, like, the thing that we started to talk about, first of all, was all you had is a fucking room, and you have the...
You have the room, and then you have
the
people outside.
I've ever talked about. This
yeah,
is so
the
dumb.
Little Susie looking in the window.
No, little Susie fucking doesn't exist. There's no
the
goddamn
room?
Window. It's a goddamn like box. It's a box. It's a fortress.
The box only exists to keep people out.
No, but
there, that in,
but because
that in, like, insinuates that there's people like, prevented. In this situation.
No, it's a house.
The box exists to exclude people. That's what the box is.
No, the box
yeah.
is there because you can't have sex in the field.
Because there's other people.
Yeah,
yeah
because that would be inconsiderate.
Because that would be rude and inappropriate.
Exactly.
I would agree.
Yeah, because
yeah,
of other people.
No, not because of, yeah, because of
so
other
putting
people.
Putting a box around
would
inconsiderate
be afraid
actions
they would
doesn't
be,
make
like,
it considerate.
Get all, like, offended or get... I would be afraid that they would get offended, not that they would be upset because they're not having sex at this instant.
What? That's what you, the first thing you should be. If I punch Alexander behind, like, a curtain, it doesn't make it any better than, like, punching him in
the
front of, like, a
the reason that
crowd.
You don't have sex out in the yard isn't because you're afraid of what little Susie's gonna feel about her self-esteem or whatever. It's about... it's because you just don't fucking do that. So this is just... This is so dumb.
Brilliant. We have to send this to, like... Mensa.
Thank God.
No, we are God. We're learning quickly that we're the only one that considers the world like everyone, so thus we have become.
No, we just established you don't care about your partner.
No,
because we care about
the
world. The
partner should be reading and helping her community as well.
Or his.
By reading erotica.
Yeah. No, why erotica? What is this erotica
so
imperative of it?
Because I'm saying that you have this, like, you have this notion that any single thing that you read is better than having sex.
Yeah.
Mm. And thus, War and Peace is better than having sex. It doesn't have to be erotic.
Yeah.
What's the last book you read?
Let's Talk About Love by Carl Lewis.
That was a long time.
And how did that better humanity?
Amazing. Like, it caused, like, conversations in my workplace, in which I talked about taste, and not only my workplace, but, like, everyone I knew, like, I talked about
taste.
You just
lent it to Ryan yesterday.
All the time. And, yeah, now Ryan is reading it, and, yeah, it's really interesting, intellectually stimulating stuff. So that's a bad example for you.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah, kind of, but I mean, what's the last book that you read? From start to finish.
I read Endgame, but that's a play, so I don't count that one. Picture of Dorian Gray.
It's the best. Smash.
And how did that better humanity?
It was really, well, no, it was really good because I, like, it made me consider, like, the role of art and, like, the role of an artist and, like, their responsibilities and their, like, yeah, like, the ethics of art and, like, yeah, to have conversations about that.
So do you have conversations about that?
Yeah, I had, like, a million conversations about that.
You did.
Just because I didn't have it with the youth, I mean, I didn't have it.
So you think the world is better after you read that?
Like, not better as in, like, I go outside and everything's changed, but, like...
But it's better compared to if I had sex or
not. No, but, I don't think so, because I think that there's still something to be said for that. Like, I think you're discounting, you're under-representing the positive effects of, like, a good sex life.
I don't know.
I think,
like, it just seems between... It only affects two people.
Well, like, but I could say the same thing. Your relationship to a book only affects one person, just you. But you're saying that there's trickle effects. So why aren't there trickle effects for like a sexual relationship, which there would be? Which is like your self esteem. You don't talk about it. I'm talking about like the way you feel. Like you feel your self esteem is like goes through the roof or whatever. your self esteem raises, and like you feel attachment to a person in the world. You feel. You've experienced love and intimacy, which are the like driving forces behind most people's like actions in the world. You like a good sex life can really change your attitudes and your everything, like the way that you behave and stuff. So like I think there's lots of trickle down things from that as well.
Yeah, it affects me in a bad way.
What?
If I was insecure and, like, if those things were correct, which I don't really think they completely are, but yeah, even if they were, then, yeah, like, I think I would be better, like, I would be better in the world if I was insecure and, like, shy and stuff like that, than if I was comfortable with myself.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, no, I definitely, we've had this conversation before, but,
like,
yeah,
to an extent,
people,
but,
like
a disaster, but I'm not, but, like,
people
yeah.
need to be, like, feel insecure and guilty about things. Like, to like the more insecure or guilty one feels, like, the more ethical they'll be, because the more they're considering
each
themselves other. In relation to others.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
You agree with that wholeheartedly?
I think guilt is an unnecessary emotion.
It's unnecessary, but it's beneficial.
I don't think it is.
That's very beneficial.
Anyway, we've talked a long time about this now.